Zoot star Daryl Cotton sadly has died of liver cancer overnight. Jim Keyes is a friend of Daryl Cotton and himself a pop star from years ago. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning. How are you, John?
Very sad news. Tell us about Daryl the person as opposed to Daryl the pop star.
Yeah, look, he was, as I think a lot of people know, he was very charitable. I mean, he had a television show in the 80s called The Early Bird Show with Marty the Monster and all that. And he used to go to hospitals and visit kids with cancer. And he was always doing charity work. He was a non-stop charity worker. You know, he did it constantly. And he's a very giving person in that way. He'd be sadly missed.
A lot of people get caught up in the world of rock and roll and become inward-looking and selfish. It's lovely to hear about people who, in fact, use their celebrity to do good for other people in the community.
It certainly is. Yes, it certainly is. He was a lovely guy. I mean, with Cotton, Keyes and Morris, which I was with for the last 12 years, we were sort of almost like married to each other in a lot of ways. We toured with each other. We stayed in the same rooms when we were on the road, and so we're in each other's constant company. And I can't remember there being any arguments or anything like that in that whole time. So we got on very well. He's an easygoing sort of a guy. I think we all are, Russell and myself. We all are. And it's just sad news. It really is. He was very youthful. He was youthful looking. He was youthful in himself. And out of the three of us, I would have thought he'd be the last one to go, because he was a non-drinker, non-smoker. You know, he had quite a frugal lifestyle, really.
When did he get sick?
I guess about 6 weeks ago. We were up in Sydney.
Sorry, 6 weeks?
Yeah, about 6 weeks. Maybe a little longer. I don't know. I haven't calculated it, but not that long ago. We were up in Sydney, and he's an asthmatic, he used to cough a lot. And this particular time, he was coughing up in Sydney, probably more than normal. And I remember we were driving back from the gig, and he was just coughing so badly, and Russell was driving, and Russell said, do you want us to drive us to the hospital, Daryl? And he said, no, I'll be right. So we went back to Melbourne, and we said, look, you better go and have some, go to the doctor, so he did, and he rang us up, and he said, oh, look, sorry, boys, I can't come to Brisbane with you next weekend. I've got a chest infection and I can't fly. The doctor won't let me fly. So Russell and I went to Brisbane, did the Queensland gigs by just without him, and came back and found that he'd had the tests in the meantime and that he had cancer. And it was a real shock, I guess deteriorated from there very quickly. So
very quickly, terrible.
Very
thing.
Quickly. It's so quick. It's unfathomable. I mean, he was just normal and healthy and one of us, and all of a sudden he's on death's door. I mean, it's just something you just don't think is going to happen. You know,
we hang by a fragile thread, Jim.
We do, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. I mean, no. you've got Keith Richard, who's done everything bad in his life, and he's still hanging in there. And yet you've got Linda McCartney, who was a health food nut, and she's dead. You know, so I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to it as to why we should be here. I think when your time's up, your time's up, I guess.
Jim, take care. Be gentle on yourself.
Thank you very much, John, and we will. And we're not going to replace Daryl. We've decided, when we knew he was not good, Russell and I sort of talked about it and thought, no, we won't replace him in the Cotton, Keyes and Morris thing. We'll just go on, just the two of us, and play a couple of songs in his honour every time we do a gig.
Take care. Jim Keyes, friend of Daryl Cotton.